Greetings, Scotty Reed here with a Black Talk Radio News report. We have a report coming from CBS this morning. A Kansas man wrongfully imprisoned for 23 years receives no compensation. Unfortunately, this story plays out several times over the course of 1 year. We on this network, Black Talk Radio News, as well as the award-winning podcast and broadcast New Abolitionist Radio, just over the past 6 years, I just cannot count how many times we have seen this same story of a person who has been wrongfully convicted and then once they are exonerated, not compensated by the state. And so I want to talk about that issue and possible legal strategies, or I should say questions, because I have questions about whether or not these states are guilty of violating this person's civil rights under federal law and persons like him. All right, so let's give a listen right quick to the CBS This Morning report.
We begin this half hour with the wrongful conviction of a teenager that led to decades behind bars. The reversal now has the Kansas state attorney re-examining the case, along with possible problems in about a dozen other convictions. Dean Reynolds takes a look.
When Lamont McIntyre was exonerated last October in a double murder case, he walked out of a Kansas prison with a clean record, but not a dime to his name.
You lost 23 years of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now the state is offering you nothing.
I think it's unjust, but me being angry about it is not going to change it.
Kansas is one of 18 states that offer wrongly convicted prisoners no compensation at all upon their release.
Sounds almost vengeful.
Or neglectful, in the nicest way of looking at it.
Tricia Bushnell of the Innocence Project worked to win McIntyre's release. She says McIntyre has other reasons to be angry.
In this case, we have a perfect storm.
For example, at his trial in 1994, when he was 17, there was no physical evidence or motive presented. Worse, according to McIntyre's current lawyers, the lead police detective, Roger Golubsky, built the case by threatening witnesses. Bushnell says the fallout may impact other potential exonerations.
We have about a dozen of people who had already applied.
These are people behind bars now?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
A dozen cases connected to this detective?
That's right.
Detective Golubsky has since retired and says he did nothing wrong.
It was the same place that you
But Mark Dupree, who became the state's attorney a year ago, has asked the Kansas Bureau of Investigation to review the detective's conduct.
If my office receives that information, and there's probable cause to charge Mr. Golubsky, it will happen.
And McIntyre got a pretty raw deal.
He did. And the only thing that we can do is push forward.
That's to relax the hair, right?
Which is exactly what Lamont McIntyre, now studying to be a barber, is doing.
I want to spend the rest of my life being happy. I don't want to be bitter. That's taken away from me. I don't have no more time to give.
For CBS This Morning Saturday, Dean Reynolds, Kansas City, Kansas.
So before those before the people out there, because I know they're going to be like, you know, oh, he's forgiving them and all this and that. Well, the forgiveness never came out of his mouth. He never said anything about forgiving this detective who, as I stated at the beginning of this podcast, these are not rare stories. And so this guy may have 12 people that he has gotten wrongfully convicted and thrown into slavery there in Kansas, which even after a person's innocence has been proven and years of their life has been stolen from them and their potential earning income has been stolen from them. Again, 18 other states can't, and Kansas being among them, not compensating these people. So why it's on my mind, let me quickly state that if you are a citizen of Kansas, someone needs to set up a GoFundMe campaign or whatever these fundraising platforms you prefer. There needs to be a fundraiser by the people of Kansas, all right? Because he is a victim of slavery, which has been legalized in Kansas. He's a victim of slavery. So let's pull up the Kansas Constitution for those that say, I don't, you know, what are you talking about? He's a victim of Kansas slavery. And again, we must point out, and I have the Kansas Constitution. You can look it up, download the PDF. And right there on page 2, you will find in the Bill of Rights of Kansas, in their state constitution, that number 6 says that slavery prohibited servitude for conviction of crime. Now, slavery and servitude are basically synonyms, okay? You could interchange those in sentences and people will know that you're talking about the same thing. So again, just the trickery of language and legalese that we see in the United States. This is the Kansas Constitution. I have had the opportunity to review all of the state constitutions, all 50 state constitutions, and they all basically have this slavery exception clause. They use deceptive language just like the 13th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which does not abolish slavery. And the state constitutions are usually use the same language as the 13th Amendment, which many people have wrongfully been educated to believe that the 13th Amendment abolished slavery. So, but we're looking at Kansas. Slavery prohibited servitude for conviction of crime. There should be no slavery in this state and no involuntary servitude except for punishment of crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted. So that duly convicted is also important words that's in this as well as in the 13th Amendment, because duly convicted doesn't mean justly convicted. As we see all of these people coming out of prisons for wrongful convictions and being exonerated. So slavery is in fact legal. And I guess the state of Kansas is arguing that it doesn't have to compensate slaves. That's what the state of Kansas in its laws as far as pertaining to compensating people that they have put into slavery unjustly without a duly conviction. And there is no just reason to put somebody into slavery. Slavery should be abolished in all its forms. Okay, so let me back up and make sure that I'm clear on that. So, very terrible story that happens all too frequently here in the United States. So again, citizens of Kansas, your state did this to this man and possibly many others. And Lamont McIntyre deserves to have the citizens of Kansas, the taxpayers of Kansas, not force him to possibly have to file a civil lawsuit in the federal courts for a violation of his civil rights or to go that route. Make this man whole. Give him reparations for him being put into slavery with a wrongful conviction. So you could do the GoFundMes. His name is Lamont McIntyre. You can contact the Innocence Project, perhaps in touch with his attorneys and find out the legal way to set up a fund for him. All right, this has been Scotty Reed reporting with a Black Talk Radio news report and commentary. Support independent black media. Make a donation to the nonprofit U.S.-based organization Black Talk Media Project. You can also become a member of our social media platform, btrcommunity.com, which also the proceeds go towards the Black Talk Media Project. You can try it out free for 30 days. Thank you all for watching. Make sure you subscribe to the videos and leave your comments and your thoughts on this story.